سورة صاد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر بل الذين كفروا في عزة وشقاق. صاد by the Quran full of reminders. No, those who disbelieve are in false pride and opposition. How many a generation have we destroyed before them? And they cried out when there was no longer time for escape. And they wonder that a warner has come to them from among themselves. And the disbelievers say, this is a sorcerer, a liar. Has he made the gods into one god? Indeed, this is a strange thing. And the leaders among them went about saying, go on and remain constant to your gods. Indeed, this is a thing designed against you. We have not heard the like of this in the religion of these later days. This is nothing but an invention. Has the reminder been sent down to him alone from among us? No, but they are in doubt about my reminder. No, but they have not tasted my torment. Or have they the treasures of the mercy of your Lord, the Almighty, the real bestower? Or is it that the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them is theirs? If so, let them ascend up with me into the heavens. They will be a defeated host like the confederates of the old times. Before them belied the people of Nuh and Ad and Fir'aun, the man of stakes, and Samud and the people of Lut and the dwellers of the wood. Such were the confederates. Not one of them but belied the messengers. فَحَقَّ عِقَابٌ. Therefore my torment was justified. And these only wait for a single shout. مَا لَهَا مِنْ فَوَاقٍ. There will be no pause or ending thereto. And they say, O our Lord, hasten to us our record before the day of judgment. اسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be patient upon what they say. وَاذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. Remember our slave Dawood alayhi salam, endowed with power. Indeed, he was ever oft returning in all matters and in repentance. In this surah, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the examples of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. See, Dawood alayhi salam had a magnificent kingdom, amazing power, amazing strength. Allah says, Dhal Aidi, one of power, one of strength, innahu awwab. But he was constantly returning to Allah, constantly thinking about Allah. The Prophet ﷺ told us that Dawood alayhi salam used to fast every alternate day, and he used to spend 1/3 of every night in worship. And he said, "Kana abad al bashar." He was one of the most worshipping of Allah's slaves. Indeed, we made the mountains to glorify our praises with him after the midday and after the sunrise. And so did the birds assembled, all obedient to him. You get the image that Dawood alayhi salam and the whole universe is glorifying Allah with him. We made his kingdom strong and we gave him prophethood and sound judgment in speech and decision. And has the news of the litigants reached you when they climbed over the wall into his praying place? When they entered in upon Dawood, he was afraid of them. They said, "Fear not, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Therefore judge between us with truth, and treat us not with injustice, and guide us to the right way. Indeed, this my brother has 99 ewes, while I only have one ewe, and he says, hand it over to me, and he overpowered me in speech." Dawood alayhi salam said, "He has wronged you in demanding yours in addition to his. And indeed, many partners oppress one another, except those who believe and do good deeds, and they are few." And Dawood realized that we had tested him. And he sought forgiveness of his Lord, and he fell down prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. Allah doesn't tell us what exactly was Dawood alayhi salam's realization. But the point is that Dawood alayhi salam had been granted power, so maybe there was a situation in which he was taking advantage of his power without realizing it. So these two men came in upon him, and through this simple example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Dawood alayhi salam to realize that he too was maybe making a mistake. Dawood realized that we had tested him. This is true iman, that when you have everything, you still realize that if you are making a mistake, you turn to Allah for forgiveness. So we forgave him that, and indeed for him is a near access to us and a beautiful place of return. O Dawood, indeed we have placed you as a successor on the earth. So judge you between men in truth, and follow not your desire, for it will mislead you from the path of Allah. Indeed, those who wander astray from the path of Allah shall have a severe torment because they forgot the day of judgment. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them without purpose. That is the consideration of those who disbelieve. Then woe to those who disbelieve from the fire. Shall we treat those who believe and do good deeds as those who commit crimes on earth? That's what we also expect, that we can do what we like and we'll go to the Jannah of Hazrat Abu Bakr and the Jannah of Hazrat Umar, and we don't think about our own deeds. Or shall we treat the Allah conscious as the wicked? Kitabun, this is a book which we have sent down to you, full of blessings that they may ponder over its verses, and that men of depth may remember. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ To Dawood we gave Sulaiman, how excellent a slave. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ Truly he was always returning in repentance to us. Just as the needle of the compasses always points towards the north, the moment's heart points towards Allah. إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ Constantly returning, constantly thinking about Allah. When they were displayed before Sulaiman in the afternoon, well-trained horses of the highest breed, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي He said, I love the good to help me in remembering my Lord, till the time was over and the sun had hidden in the veil of night. Then he said, bring the horses back to me. Then he began to pass his hand over their legs and their necks. Now this is a very important ayat because it clarifies a concept that people are generally confused about. We have this image that Islam means poverty and someone who is truly pious is someone who spends his life in hardship and suffering and doesn't have enough to eat. That's one aspect of Islam. But we find another aspect of Islam as well, and that is that when Allah has given you power, Allah has given you wealth, you use that wealth for Allah's deen. Sulaiman alayhi salam is looking at these horses. Now in those days, horses were the fastest mode of transportation, the best means of jihad. He's not looking at the horses because he's proud of the horses or because he wants to have the grandest horses that he can have. He says, Inni ahbabtu hubbal khair. I love wealth, I love these blessings, an dhikri rabbi, because they help me to remember my Lord. Now this is the true, practical, moderate vision of Islam. That if the mu'min is in a state of blessing, he does shukr by using that blessing for Allah's sake. Wealth can be a blessing if it's bringing us closer to Allah. And if it's taking us away from Allah, that's when it becomes a curse. The Prophet ﷺ once said, there is no envy except for two people. One whom Allah has given wealth, and he spends it for Allah's sake, upon Allah's deen. And one whom Allah has given knowledge and hikmah, and he shares it with people for Allah's sake. This is the gist of the hadith. So on another occasion we find that once these poor companions came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, you know, the rich people have earned all the sawab, and what about us? And the Prophet ﷺ told them that read the tasbihat, read subhanallah and alhamdulillah and allahu akbar. So they started reading them, but the rich companions got to hear of them. So the poor companions came back and said, now look, they're reading them as well. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the grace of Allah. He bestows it on whom He wills. So wealth is not something that's condemned in the Islamic perspective. It depends on what we're using it for. And we need to use the latest technology, the latest weapons for Allah's deen and Allah's sake. And indeed, we tested Sulaiman and we placed on his throne a devil and he did return to Allah. There's one story that he had an incompetent son that he wanted to make his heir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him by means of this jinn. He said, my Lord, forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me. Indeed, you are the bestower. So we subjected to him the wind. It blew gently by his order, whithersoever he willed. And this was unprecedented power, such as no one before or after him had ever been given. And also the devils from the jinn, including every kind of builder and diver, and also others bound in fetters. هَذَا عَطَاؤُنَا This is our gift. So spend you or withhold, no account will be asked. When you are given a blessing and you use it for Allah's deen, then Allah will not ask us about that. And indeed for him is a near access to us and a beautiful return. See, what was Sulaiman alayhi salam's response to all this wealth and power? هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرَ مَكْفُرُ This is by the grace of my Lord, that He may test me whether I give thanks or I turn away. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبُ Now Allah gives us the opposite end of the spectrum. One who had everything and now one who has nothing. Remember our slave Ayyub when he called to his Lord saying, Indeed, Shaitan has touched me with distress and torment. We say, Allah, how could you do this to me? What does he say? Shaitan has touched me with distress and torment, that he's filling me with misgivings and doubts. Allah said to him, strike the ground with your foot. This is a spring of water to wash in, cool and a refreshing drink. And we gave him back his family, and along with them the like thereof, as a mercy from us and as a reminder for those who understand. And take in your hand a bundle of thin grass and strike therewith and break not your oath. Now this, some say that what happened was in his illness he made a promise that he was going to strike someone. And some people have said it's his wife, but we don't find any mention of that in the Quran. The Arabic text does not say that who it was. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that after he was cured, just take a handful of 100 thin grass stalks and strike one blow and don't break your promise. Inna wajadnahu sabira. We found him patient. Think of all that Ayyub alayhi salam went through. Lost his family, wealth, health, everything. How would Allah describe us? Would Allah describe us as sabir if we were going through problems? Ni'mal abdu innahu awwab. What an excellent slave. Truly he was oft returning in repentance to us. See, we see the prophets in different situations. We see Yusuf alayhi salam in the darkness of the well. We see Yunus alayhi salam in the darkness of the whale's belly. We see Sulaiman alayhi salam with magnificent power. We see Dawood alayhi salam glorifying Allah. What is the common factor? Innahu awwab. They were thinking about Allah, focused on Allah, not distracted by anyone else. Remember our slaves, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub, all owners of strength and of religious understanding. Indeed, we chose them by granting them the remembrance of the hereafter. And they are with us, indeed, of the chosen and of the best. And remember Ismail, Al-Yasar, and Zulkifl, all are among the best. This is a reminder, and indeed for the Allah conscious is a beautiful return. Paradise whose doors will be opened for them, therein they will recline, therein they will call for fruits in abundance and drinks, and beside them will be chaste females restraining their glances, and of equal ages. This is what you are promised for the day of judgment. This is our provision which will never finish. This is so, and for the transgressors will be an evil final return. Hell, where they will burn, and worst indeed is that place to rest. This is so, then let them taste it. A boiling fluid and dirty wound discharges, and other torments of similar kind altogether. This is a troop entering with you in hell. No welcome for them. Indeed they shall burn in the fire. The followers will say, no, you too, no welcome for you. It is you who brought this upon us because you misled us in the world. So evil is this place to stay in. They will say, O our Lord, whoever brought this upon us, add to him a double torment in the fire. They will say, what is the matter with us that we do not see men whom we used to count among the bad ones? Did we take them as a joke, or have our eyes failed to perceive them? Indeed, this is the truth, the dispute of the people of the fire. Qul innama ana mundhir. Tell them, I am only a warner, and there is no God but Allah, the One, the Supreme, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. Tell them that this Quran is a great news from which you turn away. I had no knowledge of the chiefs on high when they were disputing and discussing. Only this has been revealed to me, and I am a plain warner. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, truly I am going to create man from clay. So when I have fashioned him and breathed into him his soul created by me, then fall down prostrate to him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them, except Shaitan. He was proud and was one of the disbelievers. Allah said, O Shaitan, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with both my hands? Now it's not for us to ask, well, what do Allah's hands look like and how many hands does he have? This is simply a way of signifying Allah's tenderness for us. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. That we honored the children of Adam. Are you too proud, or are you one of the high exalted? Shaitan said, I am better than he. This was what got him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Allah said, then get out from here, for indeed you are outcast. And indeed my curse is on you till the day of judgment. Shaitan said, O my Lord, give me then respite till the day the dead are resurrected. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَرِينَ. Allah said, indeed you are those allowed respite till the day of the time appointed. Shaitan said, by your glory, then I will mislead them all. Doesn't it make you feel angry to read how he's planning to treat us like puppets? I will mislead them all illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin, except your chosen slaves amongst them. Qala fal-haqqu wal-haqqa aqul. Allah said, the truth is, and the truth I say, that I will fill hell with you and those of them that follow you together. Say, no wage do I ask of you for this, nor am I one of those who pretend. In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. This is only a reminder for all the worlds, and you shall certainly know the truth of it after a while. Surah Az-Zumr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tanzeel al-Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Indeed, we have sent down the book to you in truth. So worship Allah alone by doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake only. No showing off, no desire that people should admire us. Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Surely the religion is for Allah alone. And those who take protectors besides Him say, we worship them only that they may bring us close to Allah. People who go to mazar say, no, we're not worshipping them, we're praying that they intercede for us with Allah. Allah says, indeed Allah will judge between them concerning that wherein they differ. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing the fallacy of their thinking. Truly Allah does not guide him who is a liar and a disbeliever. People who pray to any others besides Allah, whether because they truly worship them or because they're asking them to intercede with Allah, Allah says they are liars. Had Allah willed to take a son, He could have chosen whom He willed out of those whom He created. But glory be to Him. He is Allah, the One, the Supreme. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truth. He makes the night enter the day, and He makes the day enter the night. And He has subjected the sun and the moon, each running on a fixed course for an appointed time. Indeed, He is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. He created you all from a single person, then made from Him His wife. And He has sent down for you of cattle 8 pairs. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers. خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. Creation after creation. If you've studied the embryonic stages of the embryo in the mother's womb, creation after creation in 3 veils of darknesses. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. Such is Allah your Lord. Could we do such a thing? His is the kingdom. None has the right to be worshipped but He. How then are you turned away? What's making you disbelieve? إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنْكُمْ. Don't be under any delusions. If you turn away, if you disbelieve, Allah doesn't need you. He does not like disbelief for His slaves. It's simply His love for us that He keeps reminding us to turn to Him. Otherwise, He needs neither our ibadah, nor does He care about our disobedience. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. And if you thank Him, He is pleased for you. No bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. If that's what you're thinking, that you're just going to give the responsibility for your sins to someone else, then know the truth. Then to your Lord is your return, and He will inform you what you used to do. Indeed, He is the all-knower of that which is in the hearts of men. And when some hurt touches man, he cries to his Lord, turning to Him in repentance. But when He bestows a favor upon him from Himself, he forgets that for which he cried for before, and he sets up rivals to Allah in order to mislead others from His path. Say, take pleasure in your disbelief for a while. Surely you are one of the dwellers of the fire. I remember when someone said that, you know, I was going along and suddenly my car skidded and it lost control. And had it not been a Mercedes, I would have died. See, these are words that we utter regularly, casually, without thinking about them. These are words of shirk. Allah says when some hurt touches man, he cries to his Lord. But when Allah saves him, then we rely upon worldly props and worldly resources. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Is one who is obedient to Allah, prostrating himself or standing during the hours of the night. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask them, are those who know equal to those who do not know? When is knowledge true knowledge? When we act upon it, it is only people of depth who will remember. Tell them, يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O my slaves who believe, be conscious of your Lord. Good is the reward for those who do good in this world, and Allah's earth is spacious. If your friends aren't letting you obey Allah, then find some other friends. If your society doesn't let you obey Allah, leave society, but don't leave Allah. Only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without reckoning, constant. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ وَنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Tell them, indeed I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing religious deeds for His sake only. And I am commanded in order that I may be the first of those who surrender themselves to Allah. Tell them, indeed if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of a great day. Not that the Prophet ﷺ was going to disobey Allah, the message is for us. If we disobey Allah, we can expect punishment. Tell them, Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for His sake alone. So worship what you like besides Allah. Tell them, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the Day of Judgment. أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. That will be the true loss. They shall have coverings of fire above them and coverings of fire beneath them. With this does Allah frighten His slaves. Ya ibadi fattaqoon. O my slaves, fear me alone. Those who avoid false gods by not worshipping them, who obey Allah rather than their own desires and turn to Allah, for them are glad tidings. For bashir ibadi, so announce the good news to my slaves. Who are Allah's slaves? Allazina yastami'una al-qawl فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. Those who listen to the word and then follow the best thereof. They listen to the Quran and they act upon it. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. Such are those whom Allah has guided, and such are people of understanding. Is then one against whom the word of punishment is justified equal to the one who avoids evil? Will you rescue him who is in the fire? But those who fear their Lord and keep their duty to Him, for them are built lofty rooms, one above another, under which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah, and Allah does not fail in His promise. Do you not see that Allah sends down water from the sky and causes it to penetrate the earth as water springs, and you see them, and afterwards thereby produces crops of different colors, and afterwards they wither, and you see them turn yellow, then He makes them dry in broken pieces. Indeed, and this is a reminder for people of death. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Is he whose heart Allah has opened for Islam, so that he is in a light from his Lord, as he who learns nothing? How do we know that this noor is in our hearts? The Prophet ﷺ said there are four indications that when you start thinking about the home of eternity, when you start turning away from the home of deception, and when you start preparing for death before dying. And we can all analyze ourselves. So woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. They're not interested in Allah. They are bored by the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They are in plain error. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ. Why are they in plain error? Because they're turning away from this gift of beauty, this gift of joy. Allah has sent down the most beautiful of statements, a book, its parts resembling each other and oft repeated. Again and again Allah reminds us through this Quran, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The skins of those who fear their Lord shiver from it, and we can test our own iman and our own response to the Quran. Then their skins and their hearts soften to the remembrance of Allah. It's a physical response, and then they act upon it. They internalize it. Such is the guidance of Allah. He guides there with whom He wills, and whomsoever Allah sends astray, for him there is no guide. Is then he who will confront with his face the awful torment on the Day of Judgment as he who enters in Jannah? And it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste what you used to earn. Those before them denied, and so the torment came on them from directions they perceived not. So Allah made them to taste the disgrace in the present life. But greater is the torment of the hereafter, if they only knew. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. We have put forth for men in this Quran every kind of example, every level Allah appeals to you, in order that they may take heed. an Arabic Quran without any crookedness therein, in order that they may avoid all evil which Allah has ordered them to do. Allah gives us an example now, and listen to the example carefully. A slave belonging to many partners disputing with one another, and a slave belonging entirely to one master. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا? Are those two equal in comparison? Now imagine, we can understand it by a simple everyday example. If you look at the difference between a part-time servant and a full-time servant, see, the part-time servant has different employers, and every employer wants the part-time servant to work for him and to spend overtime in his house. And the full-time servant is just serving one master and one master alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, think about it. On one side you can just follow Allah and Allah alone, like Ibrahim alayhi salam did. And on one side you can try and please your parents and your spouse and your children and your friends. And sometimes you can try and please Allah. What's going to happen? One life is a life where you're torn apart, conflicting loyalties, trying to please so-and-so, then trying to please your friends, then trying to please your husband, and you end up pleasing none, and you're torn apart by this constant conflict. Some will try and emotionally blackmail you, some will try and threaten you, some will threaten that they won't meet you anymore. Allah says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا? Is that what you want for yourself? To be like something that people are fighting over? Everyone wants you for themselves? Or do you want to belong to one Allah and Allah alone? Complete freedom, complete liberation. لَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Not afraid of the blame of anyone who blames them. Like it or not, this is what my Allah has told me to do. No compromise and no apologies. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا? Can they be equal? In fearlessness, in strength, in mental peace? Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah, not to society or our friends or our spouses. Alhamdulillah. All praises belong to Allah, but most of them do not know. Say la ilaha illallah means Allah, only Allah. And then we fulfill their rights as well, but within Allah's boundaries of obedience. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Because you're going to die and they're going to die. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Then you will be disputing before your Lord on the Day of Judgment. Allah punish them. It was they who made me disobey you. And as we read today, all will be punished equally. May Allah grant us to live our lives according to La ilaha illallah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.